So you don't get the win, but much, much better from week one. What are your thoughts from week two?
I just, you know, obviously disappointed to not score 8 more points or 9 and get the win. But, you know, physically, I think we talked about on the pregame show, we needed to be more physical and, you know, start playing Rushford Peterson football again. And, you know, the kids responded to that, I thought, in a huge way. Not exactly sure off the top of my head, but I think BA had 18 rushing yards.
19, so, but that's splitting hairs, so yeah.
19 rushing yards, and, you know, a lot of the second half we played with two safeties just trying to, you know, limit the big plays from Linneman and the quarterback. But, you know, they're great athletes. They got a strong one to start the second half there, first play of the third quarter, a long pass to number 5 Linneman, I think his name was. And then, you know, after a 3-and-out, the quarterback, his name, number 6, he got loose. He's electric. You know, I think he runs like a 4.440 or something. So once he got in the open, the one that we lost, but overall, you know, especially defensively, I thought we played a whale of a game with all the weapons that they have. Offensively, you know, came out on our first drive, ran the ball really effectively, you know, getting 3, 4, or 5 yards a carry. And then we're able to find Samson Wilkemeyer on a little bootleg pass. Working off that run game to suck those linebackers up, and he was able to take that in for a touchdown. Moved the ball fairly well, but actually the rest of the game, before half, I believe in the second quarter, we hit Dominic Corcoran, just made an unbelievable catch. The VA defenders kind of ran into each other, and he was able to get to the end zone, you know, for our second touchdown. But second half, just, you know, some of the stuff we had 7 fumbles, lost 2 of them. Some of those are quarterback center exchange. Some of those are, you know, hit the fullback on the way trying to give it to the running back. So just things that kill you, kill your momentum. You know, we're moving the ball. All of a sudden, you know, it's 2nd and 12 or 2nd and 14. Just things that we have to clean up. And, you know, it's one of those things that's luckily it's fixable. The other thing was penalties. You know, I think we had 5 holding penalties, probably my fault, because, you know, last Friday at BA, we didn't block for long enough or use the right technique to even have the opportunity to get a holding call. So it was kind of my message all week was, we got to get into their chest. We got to grab. We got to run our feet. So we got into their chest well. We grabbed. Now we just got to work on running our feet a little bit because we got some holding penalties. But, I mean, the kids up front, you know, we're young up front, except for Camden Anderson and Evan Cameron, you know, starting 2 freshmen and Jay Straskowski and Lucas Riddell and a sophomore and Matt Peterson. You know, they're just figuring it out still, trying to figure out the speed and the physicality of the varsity game. And then, you know, you're blocking one way with your head on the left side and the back makes a good cut to the right side. So, you know, we just got caught in a few of those things. But that's on me, too. We'll get that stuff fixed. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to take that next right step.
So the offense, as you mentioned, and, you know, we'll get into both sides of the ball, but a very balanced approach there. What did you think that the offense did really well, and where do you want to improve?
I thought, you know, running the ball obviously was better. But week one to week two, I thought we did a better job with our assignments and just a better job of trusting one another. You know, I think we need to get young players in there. They're so focused on what they have to do, understandably, that they don't understand what they're doing fits in the whole scheme of the play or the offensive scheme even. So just doing a better job of coaching those guys so they know why they're doing what we're asking them to do. And I thought they executed it well. I thought our running backs, Jonah, Bunky, and Titan, and Jackson, I thought they ran downhill and trusted those guys a little bit more. You know, when there's supposed to be a hole at point A and it's not there, you know, just naturally you slow down a little bit. But those guys were trusting it and were hitting it at a different speed on Friday than they were the first week. So I thought that was good. And then same with the play action. You know, if you can run the ball, you know, play action you have to use to your favor. But if your fakes aren't great, then you don't get that favor from it. So running the ball really doesn't do much for you. So I thought those backs and Caden Johnson did a nice job of, you know, selling those play action fakes. You know, Caden hit Samson on a nice pass right in stride. He's able to turn up and get to the end zone. And, you know, the same one with Dominic. That ball could only be in one spot, and he was able to hit it. So that was good, too.
Yeah, I wanted to get into Caden Johnson, too. Seemingly much more comfortable this week. You know, already the first game under his belt. That certainly helps with the jitters and all the, you know, nervousness that goes into your first varsity game. But how do you think he played, and you know, what did he do so much better compared to week one in your eyes?
I think just like the offensive line is understanding, why do I need to make this fake? When I hand it off, why do I need to boot out? Why do I just need to do those little things to make a good quarterback a good quarterback? It's nice to get the first game on film so you can show them, hey, this is why boot doesn't work, because the only time you boot out is when we're actually going to run it. You have to do it every time we run, you know, said play. So just taking the criticism that he got, you know, which is hard to sit in there on Mondays and have things pointed out that you need to fix and that we need to fix as a team. But being able to take that criticism, work on it all week in practice, and then in a big game, you know, it's always a battle when us and PA get together. And, you know, there's a lot of hype around PA this year with their athletes losing in the section final last year. So to be able to do that when the lights are bright and there's a ton of other stuff going through his brain, I thought that was a big step that he took, is just doing the right thing all the time and kind of being that leader in control.
Defense showed marked improvement as well. You talked about simplicity heading into this game, sort of make it simpler for them. You know, both sides of the ball, you did mention that. But defensively, you know, you must have simplified it a little bit. And how do you continue that success moving forward?
Yeah, we did. You know, kind of took the if this, then this out. And then if your read steps right, here's where you're going, and we're going there right now. Did an unbelievable job of that. Our defensive line, I thought, played really, really well. You know, last week we were taking the easy shoulder a little bit, not fighting pressure, getting out of our gaps, which in turn gives up the next guy, which is the linebacker. So, again, to be able to show them that on Monday, like, did you do your job? No. Okay. So that affects you. Now let's see what it did to the next guy down the line. So just to be able to show them that and talk about team defense some more, and just doing a better job as a coach of telling them why their job is so important and what they need to do. So I thought they, you know, had a whale of a game. Bowen Woodard, you know, we moved from a linebacker to a D end. We talked about number six, the quarterback, just the electric kid, did a really, really good job, excuse me, of keeping him in the pocket, making him step up to those D tackles and the kind of the spy. Titan was spying on six for most of the game. Step up in the pocket to those guys instead of letting them outside. Just did a whale of a job. And then, you know, Titan and Jonah in the middle, I thought scraped really, really well. You know, in the second half, we went to more of a two-deep safety look just because of their long passing game and how fast they are. It's hard to even stay with them on the outside. So we were a man short in the box, and, you know, it didn't seem to matter. It was a worry at halftime, but at the same point, the only way they can score is to throw the ball. So, you know, the defensive line and those linebackers did a whale of a job, even, you know, being a man short in the box in the second half. So just really proud of their fight, really proud of the steps that they took out of the criticism they had last Monday, and to be able to put that to the ground on Friday.
So it's good, Hugh, up next. They have yet to allow a single point through two games. How do you change that and have success offensively against a good defense like this?
I think we just got to stay the course. You know, Goodhue is Goodhue. They've been, you know, we haven't seen them for 2 years with the district realignment, but it's good to have them back. Just a, you know, Coach Ponce does a good job there. You know, we got two Rushford graduates on his staff, so they're good at what they do. Kind of remind me of a Blooming Prairie. You know, you can go there, you can lose them for 2 years, they come right back, put the tape on, and say, oh, yeah, Yeah, this is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, power run game, they're going to be physical. It's kind of like looking in the mirror, just a little bit older. So, you know, I think we just got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, not as electric of athletes as we saw last Friday, but, you know, maybe a tougher team just mentally with the amount of wrestlers. You know, Goodyear kids are always just tough, and they're going to finish blocks. They're going to finish runs. They're going to finish plays. So we got to be ready for a physical battle. But at the same time, we got to do our job and trust each other.
With all that said, what's the focus in practice this week?
You know, just cleaning up those mental mistakes. We got to learn how to hand the ball off. We can't, you know, you have 7 fumbles in a game. I know we got 5 back, only lost 2, but you know, talk about drive killers and momentum killers.
Uh-huh.
You know, early in the fourth quarter, we were driving pretty good, getting some, you know, 3, 4, 10 yards at a time, and all of a sudden we fumble and get right back to them. So we got to clean up that little stuff that, you know, we call it little stuff, but that's a huge play in that football game. So work on those fundamentals, and then, you know, with that offensive line just continuing to be physical and grow and learn to talk to each other, you know, it doesn't make that much sense to me, but just a senior talking to a freshman, you know, guys that aren't buddies, just having that communication so everybody's on the same page, the fullbacks in the back can hear, and, you know, also Caden letting those guys have time to communicate, not just walking up into the line and getting this cadence when somebody blitzes. It's okay to give those guys a second to get their bearings and make a decision and go with it. So just growing as a young team into the next week, and you know, we're going to have to be physical. They're going to see that on the field today.
Last question for you, Coach. You know, based on what we've talked about in our discussions from, you know, beginning of training camp to now, it feels like there's improvement every day, every week. Do you feel like this team is really close to sort of breaking through and having that light bulb moment?
I did. You know, if I'm being honest with you, walking down to the field on Friday, you know, for BA, you know, my heart says we can get these guys. You know, this is going to be a close game. We can get it at the end. But, you know, there's part of you like, are you doing enough? Are you teaching enough? These are, you know, we got a fairly young squad in some spots. So just unbelievably proud as a coach of the step they took from week 1 to week 2. And we needed to, we had to, and they did. Now, can you do that again?
Mm-hmm.
So just us pushing them. I feel like we're close. So my answer would be yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big gap between close and where we really want to be.
I got you.
So, we're getting there. We're gaining on it. But we got a long way to go. And us as coaches, just coaching and helping these guys make decisions and go on the fly. So when they put their hand in the ground, they can just, you know, not be thinking, be physical, good football players. So that's on us, but we'll continue to coach every day. We're getting there, Jake.